Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Milt Bocek. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The center fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tony Renza. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Devens. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Charlie Devens. And now, play ball. Milt Bocek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocek is called out on strikes. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Combs moves to second. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Combs moves to third. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Combs scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman bunts for a single. Walker moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Sullivan settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Sullivan. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a fly ball into right field. Bocek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling strikes out. One out. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Combs. Kress reaches second base with a double. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kress scores. It's White Sox, 1, Yankees, 1. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Renza moves to second. Charlie Devens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devens bunts in front of the plate. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Renza moves to third. Crosetti moves to second. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Renza scores. Crosetti scores. It's 3-1, Yankees. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Combs moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Combs scores. Sewell moves to second. It's 4-1, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons strikes out. One out. Milt Bocek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocek is 0-for-1 in the game. Bocek hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazzari hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Renza hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Swanson. Crosetti reaches second base with a double. Lazzari moves to third. Charlie Devens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devens is 0-for-0 in the game. Devens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lazzari scores. Crosetti moves to third. It's 5-1, Yankees. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. Crosetti scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Yankees. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Combs moves to second. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sullivan for a passed ball. Combs moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Combs scores. Sewell moves to third. Walker moves to second. It's 7-1, Yankees. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sewell scores. Walker moves to third. Gehrig moves to second. It's 8-1, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dykes moves to third. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-1 in the game. Swanson takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kress hits a line drive for a double play. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to third. Swanson moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Hal Rein now playing third base. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Renza hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Devens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Devens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt Bocek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocek is 0-for-2 in the game. Bocek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the catcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Bocek moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a fly ball into left field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Rensa for a passed ball. Bocek moves to third. Haas moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Swanson hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Combs hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hayes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Walker bunts in front of the plate. Sullivan picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Sullivan. Walker moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walker moves to third. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Sullivan to Hayes covering second. The throw back to home, and Walker is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Devens fields it and throws to first for the out. Kress moves to second. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kress moves to third. Two outs. Earl Webb pinch hits for Joe Hebbing. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Milt Gaston now pitching. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Bocek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Tony Rensa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rensa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rensa hits a fly ball into left field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lazzari moves to second. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Crosetti hits a fly ball into right field. Bocek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt Bocek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocek is 0-for-3 in the game. Bocek hits a fly ball into left field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-3 in the game. Haas hits a line drive towards short. Crosetti reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-1 in the game. Rein hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Charlie Devens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Devens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Combs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Combs moves to second. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Combs moves to third. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Gehrig hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Swanson who is chasing the ball. Gehrig reaches third base with a triple. Swanson throws the ball into Sullivan who tags Gehrig trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Combs scores. Walker goes all the way around to score. It's 10-1, Yankees. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Swanson bunts for a single. Appling moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Appling moves to third. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. Hayes moves to second. It's 10-2, Yankees. John Stoneham pinch hits for Milt Gaston. John Stonem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stonem hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Sullivan moves to third. It's 10-3, Yankees. Milt Bocek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocek is 0-for-4 in the game. Bocek takes first base on ball 4. Stonem moves to second. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-4 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Devens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. John Stonem now playing center field. Jake Miller now pitching. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lazzari strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Renza strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-2 in the game. Rein takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Swanson takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Kress hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.